This song says, oh Lord, we magnify your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to clap our hands on this.
Oh, been
satisfied.
Giving all honor to God. Giving honor to our pastor.
Glory to God.
Giving honor to the assistant pastor, Minister Paulette.
Amen.
Giving honor to all the elders, ministers, deacons, evangelists, my lovely wife, and all the saints of God and visitors.
Amen.
I say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Psalm writer says satisfied.
Come on.
With who?
Jesus.
With Jesus.
Amen.
Satisfied with Jesus. Said he be my comforter. Said he be my God. Been baptized in the watery grave. Tarried at the altar till the Holy Ghost came. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul. Come on, somebody. The hunger and thirst of the soul.
Amen.
We're going to talk about that this afternoon.
Glory to God.
But I want you to take a look at this on the screen, if you please, before we get into the word. Because this applies for all of us who are in Christ. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Come on, talk to me, somebody.
Amen. Glory.
What does the top word say?
Surrender.
Surrender. To come to Christ cost you
nothing.
Glory to God.
Nothing. To follow Christ cost you
something.
To live for Christ will cost you
everything.
What?
Everything.
Come on, what?
Everything.
Do you know what it means?
Everything.
Everything. And don't miss the bottom part. Don't miss the bottom part. Let me do this.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't miss the bottom part. What does that mean?
Amen.
Huh?
Thank you.
Without the bottom part, the top part don't mean nothing. Wave the white flag and pay the cost. Just some of the things the pastor was inspired to put on the screen. And when that comes around, that always catches my eye. To live for Christ will cost you everything. You know why? Because this is our life.
Glory to God.
This isn't a part-time thing of serving Christ. Huh? This is our life. Paul says, for me to live is Christ, and to die is to gain. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. To live for him will cost you everything, because he is our
everything.
You can say it, don't be scared, because he is our
everything.
And if he's not your everything, he needs to be your everything.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
God don't want no part-time Christians.
Yes.
What's a part-time Christian? You want to go to heaven part-time? Huh? You want God to bless you sometime and sometime and all? I'm trying to get into this message because all this ties in together. We're living in the last and evil days. Amen. We're living in the last and evil days, and things are going to get worse before they get better. And according to Bible prophecy, and you got to know the word, things have to get worse before Jesus comes the second time. So don't be surprised at the candidates that are running for president. You know, since these two have been running, I haven't heard many people say, let's pray for them. Amen? Paul told Timothy to pray for the governors and the kings and those who are in authority. Pray for them. We need to pray for these men and women. They don't have the answer. Washington doesn't have the answer. Amen? Who has the answer? We just sung the song. Satisfied with who? Satisfied with Jesus. You can get quiet on me if you want, but that's all right. Praise the Lord. Just stay awake and hear the word. I'd like to invite your attention, first of all, to the 55th chapter of Isaiah.
Glory to God, hallelujah.
I'd like for you to stand out of reverence for reading the word of God.
Thank you, Lord, hallelujah.
For those that are able to stand.
God,
I had a message on my heart already. And then I was in prayer this week, and then God put something else on my heart. The Bible says, for as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We have to be led by His Spirit. Amen. And to stand up here is an awesome thing. It's the hot spot. It's not an easy place to stand. And yes, I get nervous and get butterflies in my stomach before I come up here. And it's good to be nervous. Why is it good to be nervous, Elder Mackey? It's good to be nervous because it lets us know how frail we are and how we have to depend on God. Amen? Amen. I mean, it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. And whoever comes up here, man or woman, it's not a one-way message, it's a two-way message, because the one bringing forth the word must apply it to themselves. Because that sword cuts two ways. It'll cut you and it'll come back and cut the preacher. Amen. Isaiah the 55th chapter, we're going to read several verses. Verse number one, let us read. And if you don't have it, it's on the screen. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that have no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore ye do spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Let us turn to Matthew the 11th chapter. Matthew the 11th chapter.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I'm excited about Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Matthew 11th chapter, verse number 28.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Matthew 11, 28. Come unto me. This is the Lord Jesus talking. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this afternoon we thank you for your word. We thank you for this ministry. Thank you for the man and woman of God you have placed over us. Thank you for the elders, the ministers, evangelists, the deacons, and all the saints of God. We thank you for Calvary, Lord, and how you shed your precious blood one day that we may be here right now. Lord God, help us to take this word and hide it in our hearts this afternoon, that we sin not against thee. Have your way, Lord. Let some precious soul cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? Now, Lord God, you have your way. We won't fail to give thy holy name the honor, the praise, and the glory. Come on, let us say in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'd like for you to turn to St. John's Gospel, fourth chapter. Fourth chapter of St. John's.
Glory to God.
Fourth chapter of St. John's. I'm not going to read all this, but I'm going to skim over it. This is concerning Jesus meeting the woman at the Samaritan woman at the well. Fourth chapter of St. John. I want to go to verse 7 first. We're gonna read verse 7 and then we're gonna skip to verse 14. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. Give me to drink. Now let's skip to verse 14. But whosoever drinketh of this water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Amen. Amen. I want to take for a thought just for a little while. Only Jesus can satisfy the spiritual hunger and thirst that a man and woman have.
Amen.
Only she with God, but Jesus is God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You know who Jesus is.
Amen.
Only God or Jesus can satisfy the spiritual hunger and thirst that men and women have.
Yes.
Only Jesus. St. John 6 chapter, you want to read that. Notice the various scriptures that I've been choosing. St. John chapter number 6, verse 2, and then we're going to skip over to verse 35. Verse 2 says in St. John 6 chapter, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were disease. Let's skip over to verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the what? Bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never what? Shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never what? Shall never thirst. Shall never thirst. St. John 7 chapter. 7 chapter verse 37. 7 chapter verse 37. In the last days, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Can we say amen?
Amen?
Can we say thank you, Jesus?
Amen.
Hallelujah. In these various scriptures, even back in Isaiah 55th chapter, which is symbolic, not literal, they're talking about the spiritual thirst that a man and a woman has. Every last one of us that come into this world, we are born in sin. Every last one of us that come into this world, we are born separated from God. And you must be mindful that you and I were created to worship and praise God. We were created for God's pleasure and for God's purpose. Think about it. We're created for God's pleasure and for God's purpose. That's why we're here. We're not created to be hating one another. We're not here to be fighting one another. We're not here to be killing one another. Amen? But we were created to praise and worship God. There really is no such thing as an atheist. When an atheist say that they don't believe that there's a supreme being, they're lying to themselves. Amen? Think about it. We have an eternal soul. That comes from who? That comes from God. The Bible tells us in the second chapter of Genesis that we're made in His image and after His likeness. We have a God conscience. That's that little alarm that goes off in our bodies, in our minds, when we do something wrong. Amen? But we all have a desire to worship. You can be a heathen living in the remote parts of the world. You're going to worship something. What does it mean to worship? You put something on a pedestal. You acknowledge that it is a God. The atheist is going to worship something. The atheist is going to believe something. You can't get away from God. How are you going to get away from your creator? And the unregenerated individual, those that are in spiritual darkness, those that are unsaved, they are restless. There's a void in every man and every woman who are outside of Christ that only Christ can fill. And what mankind does, because he doesn't want God, because he rejects God, he tries to fill this void and this emptiness with everything else they possibly can. But I heard my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ say, what should it profit a man if he was to gain the whole world and in the end lose his soul? What would a man give in exchange for his soul? Think about it. Education is good, but education without Christ, you ain't nothing but an intelligent dummy. Bible says in Psalms 14 and 1 and 53 and 1, the fool has said in their heart, there is no God. They're only fooling themselves, because deep down inside, they know that there's a supreme being. I mean, God has this thing fixed. Look at his creation. And you and I are a big part of his creation. A man and a woman that doesn't have God is an unfulfilled man. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Think about it. You and I once were in spiritual darkness. The songwriter says, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved the one, a wretch like me. I was once lost, but now I'm what? We didn't find Jesus. He found us. We weren't looking for him. He came looking for us. I was once blind, but what? Spiritually blind. I thank God my mother has passed away. She's gone on. But she used to make us go to church. When I was a young boy, I couldn't stand it. We used to live in Virginia, and a beautiful Sunday morning, we go marching off to church. My father was in the Navy, and he was stationed on a ship. He would be gone for months at a time. But we were always going to church. She told us that the Word of God is no ordinary book. She said, you have a reverence for that book. She told us that God is real. What she was doing, she was planting spiritual seeds. Paul said, one planteth, another watereth. But it is God that giveth the increase. And what she was doing, she was planting spiritual seeds in our lives. Just like Elder, his mother, planting spiritual seeds in our lives. Elder Tinsley, his mother, planting spiritual seeds in our lives. And now he has two other brothers that are pastoring. This thing is real. And at the age of 5 and 6 years of age, living in Virginia, God was calling me. He was knocking on the door of my heart. Every time around Easter time, I would always be drawn to these religious movies about Jesus dying and resurrecting. I don't know why I was watching them, but I was always drawn to watch them. When I started going to school, and especially in high school, and I heard a conversation about God, I acted like I wasn't listening, but my ear would be tuned in. And there was always something in my life that was chase the women. Yes, but there was no satisfaction there. Money's not the answer. There's nothing wrong with money. But Paul said, for the love of money is the root of all evil. There's nothing wrong with having money as long as it doesn't have you. So what is the true satisfaction of life?
Thank you, Jesus.
What is it that mankind and humanity is missing? And if you don't serve and worship the true and living God, guess what? You're going to serve and worship something. And in most cases, you're going to be worshiping the devil. That's scripture. Hallelujah. There is a thirst and there is a hunger in every precious soul that's not saved. And what mankind does, mankind is running from God. You have a lot of spiritual fugitives out there. They're running from Christ. What do you mean a spiritual fugitive? You're born in sin. Christ is the answer. He knocks on the door of your heart. But will you let him in? I remember how God was dealing with me, and I just want to share this with you. After I saw the movie, The Tenth Commandments, for the first time, I told you about that dream I had. I must have been 12 or 13 years old, living in Brooklyn, New York. This giant of a person who had a white robe on, he was stretching forth his hand and grabbed me. And in this dream, I had a black suit on with a white shirt and a black tie. Men in black. And I was running on this cloudy road. And I was running and sweating like I was trying to get away from somebody. And this hand was stretching forth the crust out of a cliff. And all of a sudden, this huge face of Jesus came up along the side of the cliff and was looking down at me with compassion. And I woke up and I was only 12 years old. I remember that dream as though it happened yesterday. I can remember how I would be in a barbershop on Pearl Street, South Pearl Street, Herman's Barbershop. And this black station wagon pulled around the corner. And he parked and he got out and he had these speakers on the end of the station wagon. And he started preaching the word of God. And I got out of the barbershop and I crossed the street and I started walking down the street to the projects, because I grew up in the projects on Green Street. And the further away I got, the clearer I could hear the man preach. God was real. What was God doing? God was calling me. He wanted to fill that void, that emptiness that was inside of me. And that's inside of every man and every woman. And guess what? The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. It's a blessing to have a mind to serve Jesus. Where my wife and I live at, the people that live next door, bless their souls, they're unsaved. They smoke their weed, and sometimes I gotta close the window because they can smell that nasty stuff coming in the window. And they cuss and they fuss. Then there's another house next door to us. People are getting ready to move in there. And they're doing a lot of work. And the men that are coming there to work, and the house is very close. The men that are coming there to work are cussing and fussing and using all kind of profanity. And my wife overheard it the other day, as I have too. And I told her, I said, remember, they're walking in spiritual darkness. I said, God is only giving us a chance to see where he's brought us from. Amen? I said, put some gospel music on. I said, we got to pray for them. And I smelled marijuana coming from over there. These guys are working and building, fixing this house, and they smoking weed. And God quickened that thing to me. I've got you right where I want you to be, right in the middle. To be a witness. To be a light. And they can tell there's something different about us because we're always coming and going. You can set your watch by us on Sundays and on Wednesday night. We're going to, they know we're for real. They know, listen, there were some boys sitting on our steps the other night. And one of them lived next door. And I kindly went out and asked them, could you? They got a big old porch next door, and they got to sit on our steps. They were sitting on our steps, and I came downstairs and kindly asked them to go to their steps. The next morning, because one of our railings was real loose, the next morning I came out, the railing was kicked and pushed over off the steps. I said, these demons. I said, Lord, deal with these folks. Deal with these folks. And God showed me this is all temporary. It's all for a little while. The hunger. Look at humanity. Think about it. Look at them. Why do men treat themselves the way they do, men and women? Why do they get hooked on coke, crack, cane, coke, crack? Yeah. Yeah. Cocaine. It's all drugs, right? Why did they get hooked on it? Steal, kill, cheat, do whatever they have to do to get high. Do you know when people get high in the flesh, what they're trying to do, they're trying to escape reality? And what that high does, it takes them to la la land. But when they come off that high, guess what? Reality is staring them right in the face. You gotta deal with it. You gotta do something. But when you get saved, guess what? We still get high. Somebody said, what? What are you talking about? The Bible says on the day of Pentecost, in the second chapter of Acts, after the 120 stumbled out of that upper room, they marveled. They couldn't understand what was going on. Everybody speaking in tongues. And the Bible says, listen to this, the Bible says, others mocking. There's always going to be somebody there to mock God's word. Others mocking said, these men are filled with new wine. Peter said, they're not drunk like you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that. And the prophet Joel spoke of. And in the last days, God will pour out a spirit upon all flesh. What the world needs is some of this is that. Come on. Hallelujah. Woo! When you get saved, you get high on the Holy Ghost. This is how the spiritual thirst that mankind is trying to fill, and he can't do. Look how God has the natural that relates to the spiritual. The only thing that quenches the natural thirst, you'll get thirsty again, but the only thing that really quenches the natural thirst is water. And who created the water? God created the water. Mankind comes along, puts sugar and coloring in it, and charges you for it. Jesus was telling a Samaritan woman, I'll be in you a well of living water springing up into everlasting life. That's what mankind needs. That's what the government needs. That's what Washington needs. They need a dose of the Holy Ghost. They need Jesus. The world needs Jesus. You and I are on the winning team. You and I are on the right side. Stay on the right side. We don't realize how blessed we are. Every day God lets me see another day. I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for salvation. Is it easy? No, but God will help you and I. If you have the Holy Ghost, you can make it. Amen? Amen? By surrendering. It's all about surrendering. And when we surrender, there's such a blessing in it. There's such a blessing in walking in humility. There's There's such a blessing in walking in obedience to God. There's such a blessing in humbling yourself to the man and woman of God. Amen. We're living to hear Jesus say one day, "Well done, thy good and thy faithful servant." That's what we have to live for. And all this down here, the Bible says it's going to pass away. The Word of God said He's going to wipe away every tear. Every tear. There'll be no crying over there. The Word of God said He's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. Peter says, "Wherein dwelleth righteousness." The meek shall inherit the earth. I saw this movie like with God. Because God was using that family to call him. This afternoon, there may be somebody here who's spiritually hungry and thirsting after righteousness. There may be a soul here this afternoon who is unfulfilled.
Thank you, Jesus.
There may be a soul here this afternoon who's running. I'd like for you all to stay.
Thank you, Lord.
Only Jesus can satisfy the spiritual hunger and thirst of a man and a woman.
Glory to God.
As the elders and ministers come forth.